A warm welcome, everyone, to a new interview on Small Caps Investment Research. Today, we're speaking with Ms. Nicole Brewster, the President and CEO of Renforth Resources Inc. The company holds Parbeck, an open pittable gold deposit, and Cerimo, a district-scale battery metals discovery, both located near Malartic, Quebec. Since so many exciting events will take place in the months ahead, it's high time for an update interview. The company is listed on the Canadian Securities Exchange with ticker symbol R. FR. Nicole, it's great to have you with us again. Welcome.
Thank you very much. Pleasure to be here as usual.
To help refresh the memories of our listeners and to give newer listeners a proper introduction, can you give us a brief recap of Renforth Resources and its activities?
Certainly. As you mentioned, we hold an open pittable gold deposit located on the Cadillac Break, absolutely beside Canada's largest open pit gold mine, the Canadian Malartic Mine, also on the Cadillac Break. At Parbeck, we did some transformative drilling. We're in the midst of assimilating those results into a new project model, but we're very excited in the current market to have a gold asset with road access in the province of Quebec. And we also have Cerimo. We acquired Cerimo via staking while no one was looking at battery metals. And of course, now battery metals are very much the flavor of the day. And we have our guys in the field working on the property, which we already know to be mineralized at a very large scale. We have other assets too, but we don't even really get the chance to talk about them because we have so much to say about the main assets.
That's correct. Thank you very much for the introduction. Let's focus on your two main projects then. First, your gold asset, Parbeck. Could you give us some more information on that property?
Yep, Parbeck, as I mentioned, is located on the Cadillac Break. That's notable because the Cadillac Break is Canada's largest and most prolific gold-bearing structure. It's a major fault, and it runs from west of the town in Kirkland Lake, which is in the province of Ontario, and then it runs several hundred kilometers through Ontario into Quebec, and actually it continues right through Parbeck and all the way over to Passe-Val-d'Or, which is 40 kilometers away. So it's a major structure. We have 1.8 kilometers of it. It's a very vertical structure. So while, that means that the mineralization is directly below us, so that our 1.8 kilometers is actually quite a sizable chunk of this real estate. And it underpins several major current and historic mines. At Parbeck, we've done a couple drill campaigns, and the bulk of the drilling is all pretty shallow. It's no deeper than, the bulk of it's no deeper than 400 meters vertical, with a couple deeper holes showing continuity. Like I said, we've completed some drilling, which is turning out to have been transformative, and we're just integrating that data into our new model. It's road accessible. It's beside a major mine, near major mining centers, lots of logistical advantages.
Okay, terrific. Excellent. In fact, the most important exploration program in the history of Parbeck was completed last year. And what were some of the highlights of that program?
Well, the highlights in terms of assay values were numerous, and we set several firsts for the property in terms of highest grade or best intercepts, being a combination of grade and width, or longest intercepts. But I don't want to just rattle off a series of numbers to your listeners because, frankly, that's boring. I will summarize the results as saying, fundamentally, we tested for vertical continuity of the gold mineralization, i.e., we drilled deeper, step downs deeper under existing intervals we had, and we got the continuation of those of the gold. The big picture takeaway is we extended mineralization deeper at Parbeck with continued high grade and good intercept lengths. So that's exciting.
Yeah, absolutely. That's good news. And what are the next steps in the process to build further value at Parbeck?
So at the moment, the next steps are unfolding as we speak. We hired a consulting structural geology group, which has never been done at Parbeck. And given that it's a structurally defined gold deposit, it sort of makes sense. They've completed their first pass of work, and actually we have to do a call to get those findings. I have seen their report. We are going to have to go out in the field and do some more work, but their first pass has been very successful, very informative. Now, that information is also being delivered to the new consulting geology group, which is in place with a view to doing the next 43-101 resource at Parbeck. However, they see enough vertical continuity now with our deeper, with our step-down drilling, that it probably merits changing the deposit model from being an open pit running with the Cadillac break to being vertical shoots starting to develop, which is the classic setting for gold. The implications are that it could go very deep, but in conjunction with identifying the pathways that carried the gold into the deposit system, we could be at the very early stages of unlocking significant value at Parbeck. So we're proceeding with the modeling, the structural work. We'll get them more data as well as the overall deposit modeling. And perhaps we'd be looking to drill test that new model later this year.
Okay, very interesting. And a few years ago, you sold your new Alger property. Is that also a possible scenario for Parbeck?
It certainly is. As we're working our way along the Parbeck development story, we do have a data room in place and groups within that data room. People who can identify the potential of Parbeck have expressed interest. We haven't agreed on price yet. Remfor's not in a hurry to sell Parbeck. So it could happen. Yes, there have been interested parties, but no, we have not agreed to a deal yet. So I'll give you a solid maybe on that.
Okay, good to hear. In 2021, you also made some serious progress with your second property, Surimo. Would you first give some background information on this asset?
For sure. Surimo is a 330 square kilometer property. It's not far from Parbeck, actually. We held the Malartic West property, and we started staking additional claims on the south end based on geophysics. And then we kept going, and we ended up putting together six areas of historically identified polymetallic mineralization, along with numerous gold showings and a few interesting geochemical anomalies as well. So while no one was paying any attention to battery metals or future-facing minerals or industrial metals, whatever you want to call them, the nickel, cobalt, copper, zinc, and platinum group elements package is what we locked up in a very large land package, which we now also, we know hosts lithium as well, but we don't know how much or if we have enough that we are worried about it. It's quite exciting, really.
Yeah, absolutely. And the latest drill results for Surimo that were presented a few weeks ago again show some great promise for the project, right?
Yeah, and I mean, I'm going to drop away from just reciting numbers simply because it can be a little, it's a little abstract when we're doing this over a call. But the assay results, which were generated just before Christmas and released not long ago, fundamentally, they're outlining a very large, relatively low-grade ultramafic, which is carrying nickel, cobalt, and platinum group elements, platinum and palladium. But within that large, lower-grade envelope, there's a higher-grade core, which is comparable to other you know, the Amos deposit to the north or some of what Canada Nickel's doing in Ontario. And then within that, we actually got a surprise, and I'll give you one assay. We assayed 3.46% nickel and 491 ppm cobalt over 1.5 meters, which it means that we hit pentlandite with the drill. Pentlandite's a purer form of nickel, nickel sulfide. So it's quite exciting in the current market with everything we're reading about EVs, as well as just energy storage in general, to be developing a new nickel story. But in truth, we've got the nickel, cobalt, platinum group elements, and then we have the copper and the zinc, and we have lithium. So we kind of have the complete future-facing metals basket at Cerro. But yeah, we've now drilled off 2.2 kilometers within a 20-kilometer structure, and the structure is mineralized at either end, and we know that we can see the structure because the ultramafic carrying the nickel is magnetic. So really, we just have our work laid out in front of us, which is to continue to work this 20-kilometer trend with mineralization at surface, road access, and hydroelectric power. So pretty exciting.
Absolutely, it really is. And now, mid-April, results from a geophysical survey were presented for Surimo. What did they show?
Well, so the geophysical survey, we flew two things. We flew mag again, because as I said, we know the ultramafic, which carries the nickel cobalt PGEs, is magnetic, and we wanted greater detail on that anomaly. So we see continuity of that structure over the 20 kilometers between Victoria and Colony. And as a result, we now call it the Victoria structure, just because it's one thing. The other thing we did, though, was we flew EM because the EM can see sulfides to a depth of about 150 meters. 200 and something EM anomalies were presented in that survey, and they're showing us where the sulfides are. So the sulfides have been demonstrated by EM to be continuous across the 20 kilometers as well, which is important because, we know we can see we knew we could see the mag, the ultramafic, but the sulfides are harder to see. We're also trying to vector in on or figure out where the copper zinc VMS that's occurring with the ultramafic is, because it's harder for us to see. And hopefully the EM survey will help us see those sulfides a bit clearer as well. That survey, like our geologists have it, however, it's actually going to a group of consulting geophysicists who will be interpreting the anomalies. They do this around the world, and these things have a signature, so they'll be helping us formulate drill targets fundamentally, which would come into play later this year at Cerro.
And you also announced that soon more work will be conducted at Surimo. Can you give us an overview of what is planned the coming months?
I can tell you about what's planned, and I can tell you about what we're doing right now, actually. We put the guys back in the field. They went back into the field last week, I guess, and they have a couple things on their agenda. They'll be there for approximately a month this first time out. Their targets include taking the EM survey and going to the ground point of every one of the EM anomalies to search for surface expression, if any. They're also going to visit several identified pegmatites and prospect for more in order to look for the presence of spodumene within those pegmatites. That would be a classic lithium structure in Quebec. In addition to that, they are completing some mapping and drone photography of the stripped area from last year, which were not completed because we were working right ahead of winter. And they also have reevaluated the core, some high values in the core we want to have another look at. And then there's a few other lithium targets. There's a few rare earth elements targets. Really, we're taking advantage of the fact that winter is almost gone up north. In fact, there's still some snow in the woods, but we have such a big property and so many targets to cover that we're taking advantage of the time to put their boots in the field while we also, at the same time, develop drill targets for the fall at Cerro.
Okay, terrific. And with all the planned activities, Renforth's cash and cash equivalents position is, of course, very important. Would you give some more color on that?
Yeah, I mean, we're sitting a bit less than $1 million in the bank in terms of cash, and we hold securities which are worth, well, I'd have to do the math, but I'm going to tell you, give or take, they're worth $2.2 to $2.5 million right now. I haven't looked today. So that actually offers us plenty of money. to both complete our prospecting, you know, targets for the summer, and then to start to look at drilling in the fall. If something happens, if by any chance Parbeck is sold, that would definitely change the cash situation, because that would have us funded for some time. So yeah, we're doing okay in terms of cash and cash equivalents on hand right now.
Okay, good to hear. And the past few quarters, we've seen quite some turmoil in the gold and silver markets, and especially the EV-related metals markets. Where do you see those markets going in 2022?
Where do I see those markets going? Well, through 2022, I feel we're going to see more and more volatility. I think we're going to see gold pretty much trading like a yo-yo. I think there's more happening in gold than just the physical gold market. We're seeing a couple of regimes buying a lot of gold, and there's talk about a return to gold-backed currencies, which is fascinating, really. Fundamentally, I do see the gold price going higher, though. In terms of the EV metals or the forward-facing metals, a lot of those have current supply issues, in part due to supply chain issues. We're going to see deficit in pretty much any material that has to be mined due to at least half a decade, if not more, of underinvestment in exploration that's preceded today. That being said, I think we're going to head into a commodities bull market, and I think we're going to see a mining cycle. So it is definitely time, if you're not already invested in this sector, you know, I think it's time that it's going to be quite interesting to watch this sector. Commodities are cyclical, and I think we're going to see the start of a cycle.
And before we go, what can we expect from Renforth Resources in the next 12 months?
Well, I think you can expect some exciting news to come out of our summer prospecting all over Suramo, because I think we'll learn a lot more. At the same time, we will be refining our drill targets, and you will see us continue our drilling at Suramo along the 20-kilometer structure. In terms of Parbeck, notwithstanding anything else happening with Parbeck, I think you'll see us do some more drilling at Parbeck, honestly, before we restate that resource, in part chasing a new model, which we're in the midst of putting together. So what can you expect? I mean, you can expect to see us do lots of work in the field. We have a history of putting money in the ground. We do have a varied portfolio of assets, and I think you'll see each of them mature a little bit. And I think we'll be doing this against the backdrop of a commodities market that's heating up, and our properties are well located logistically. They're well located politically. They're secure. And we're not looking for the metals or looking for the commodities. We know we have the mineralization in every instance. We just don't know how much we have. So you're going to just look at us. We're just going to continue to unlock value on our properties. And that's it.
Excellent. Nicole, thank you so much for taking time out of your schedule. We wish you and Renforth all the best, and we certainly look forward to having you back to give us an update on the progress of the company.
Perfect. I look forward to it. Thanks for your time.